Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at night, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. In the name of the one true living God, amen. It is the first Sunday of Advent. It is the beginning of a new liturgical year in the church. And for many people, it is the beginning of a season filled with preparations for Christmas, of decorating our homes, baking and shopping, of wrapping gifts for underneath the tree or mailing them off to our families and friends. Though this year will be quite different, most will do many of these things just the same. During this season, there is also a different kind of preparation, of waiting for Jesus to come again. We wait on a couple of levels. We wait for the Jesus of history, who came as a tiny infant over 2,000 years ago in a backwater town, for the Savior whom we meet face to face each day in the people we encounter, and for the Christ, our King, who we celebrated last Sunday, who is to come again at the end of time. It is during this time of waiting that we are invited not to stand idly or in fear, but to live with our hearts and minds and hands wide open, to live in joyful hope and with a certain tension. For you see, we are to live in the here and now and in the yet to come. And in all this waiting, we are to keep alert, awake, and ready. It is the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of a season filled with preparation, expectation, of waiting and longing. It is the beginning of a new year. And I don't know about you, but I am so ready for a new year. Aren't you? Child, 2020 has got to go. Globally and nationally, we were socked with and continue to deal with not one, but two pandemics, coronavirus and racism. Too many of us, our families and friends and colleagues, have lost loved ones or know someone who struggled and lost and or continue to struggle for life. Many of those blessed enough to have weathered that storm find themselves healthy or experience a different quality of life due to this unrelenting virus. Healthcare professionals, essential workers and small business owners are being pushed to the brim. A vaccine and use of common sense and a mask cannot come soon enough. Throughout 2020, we have witnessed increased racial tension as people battle over whose lives matter the most. And as Black people and other people of color are brutalized at the hands of some police. There are and have been raging wildfires in the West, increased hurricanes in the South, and increased effects of global warming. Many of those employed at the start of this year have sadly joined the swelling ranks of those unemployed and underemployed. We have witnessed probably the worst display of leadership or lack of in a long and contentious election year, leaving some families and relationships torn and strained. And in the St. Louis area, our children, our babies are being shot and killed in record numbers. 2020 has not been easy. We are tired. Tired of being alone. Tired of people hoarding food and supplies, which leaves store shelves bare of essentials for those unable to move fast enough. We are kind of tired of Zoom. Tired of being apart Sunday after Sunday, physically. We are spent, and for some of us, 2020 cannot end soon enough. Yet in the midst of all this, there have been slivers of silver linings in this time of dual pandemics. They differ for each of us. New awarenesses and wonderful discoveries have been made along the way, and in our relationships with others, within ourselves, and with God. Still, we long to be normal again, to go back to the way things were, to be able to shop at stores and malls, go to movies or to the theater, restaurants, to experience high fives, hugs, and kisses with those we know and love, to gather together safely with friends and family and church. This has certainly been a year to be aware and to stay alert. So how much more are we supposed to do? Yet that is what our readings for the first Sunday of Advent call us to do, with even more urgency. And Mark's words for today are meant to keep us on our toes, for he echoes the themes of parables heard on recent Sundays. Just a few verses earlier, Jesus told his disciples that the beautiful temple they so admired would be destroyed. Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. When will this be, they asked. And Jesus responded by speaking of the end time. The end time full of terror, trouble, and persecution. He said that people would betray one another and nations would rise against nations. There will be war and rumors of war, and false prophets would lead folks astray. And then Jesus said to his disciples, in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Not exactly Hallmark card material, huh? And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds. But about that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake Keep awake. Stay woke. Every year at this time, I am reminded of an old school song, "People Get Ready," written by the late legendary songwriter Curtis Mayfield. I know that some of you know it. His song, written during the height of the civil rights movement, speaks not only of change, but of redemption. "People Get Ready" has been recorded by countless singers, including many gospel artists. There is a chorus in the Christian version that goes, "People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear that Jesus is coming. You don't need no ticket, you just find the Lord." Yes, keep awake. Stay woke. People get ready. Keep awake. Stay woke. Keep on track because there's a train a-coming. Keep awake. Stay woke. Because we do not know what will happen in the next minute or hour. Keep awake. Stay woke. Because God is still at work in the world, creating something new. Keep awake. Stay woke. Because we are people of hope. Of hope, and we know that disease, hate, discrimination, corruption, the walls that we have built, and the messes we have made will not last always. Keep awake. Stay woke. Because justice is coming, as are healing, peace, justice, righteousness, truth, mercy, equity, redemption, joy, and everlasting life. Keep awake. Stay woke. Because we have today to turn ourselves and the world over to love. Keep awake. Stay woke, ready to meet Jesus not only at Christmas and the end of time, but in our everyday lives, right here and right now. Because you see, he is always here. Jesus is always coming. May this holy season of Advent be for each of us a season of joy, filled anticipation and preparation. May we each resolve to live fully hopeful, fully awake, and fully woke. Amen.